Kashmir Dynasty. The Karkota dynasty ruled over the Kashmir Valley and some northern parts of the Indian subcontinent during 7th and 8th centuries. Their rule saw a period of political expansion, economic prosperity, and emergence of Kashmir as a center of culture and scholarship. The Karkota rulers constructed several shrines to Vishnu in their dominions. They, however, also allowed Buddhism to flourish under them. Stupa, Chaitya, and Vihara can be found in the ruins of their capital. Marthand Sun Temple in the Anantnag district were built by Lalitaditya. It is the oldest known sun temple in India and was also one of the biggest temple complexes at the time. Avantivarman ascended the throne of Kashmir in 855 AD, establishing the Utpal dynasty and ending the rule of Karkota dynasty. The literary sources are the Nilmath Puran, believed to have been commissioned by Durlabhvardhan, the first ruler of the dynasty, provides information on contemporary affairs. However, not only that, the Puran was penned to reconstruct Kashmir as one of the most sacred space in the subcontinental cosmos by attributing Brahminical divinity to its geographical features and then establish Durlabhvardhan as its rightful king, but also that there have been interpolations as late as the 10th century. The text cannot be treated as objectivist history. The Vishnu Dharmottar Puran is another local and contemporary source. It played similar roles in the Karkota polity. Other sources include the chronicles of a multitude of Buddhist pilgrims, Xuanzang, Yixing, Wukong, Hicho, and others who visited Kashmir during the dynasty. The Kuttani Mata, penned by a court poet of Jaipad, was a didactic work on erotics but gave a lively account of contemporary Kashmiri life. Rajtarangini. The Rajtarangini, an 11th century work by Kalhan, was aimed at sketching an outline of Kashmir's history since ancient times. And it did discuss the Karkota dynasty in depth. Kalhan depended on a variety of material including earlier historical works, dynastic genealogies, inscriptions, coins, and Puranas. The work has a contested repute of being the only pre-modern work in Sanskrit resembling Western notions of history. However, its historical accuracy is disputed. Jutshi and other scholars find the poem to be a blend of mythical, political, social, spiritual, and geographical narratives which aimed at defining Kashmir as an idealized ethical space. Thank you.